Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 13th. You'll be interested to know. 44 years ago, today in 1980, Martin Scorsese's Raging Bull, a biographical film about boxer Jake LaMotta, had its world premiere, and it quickly became an American classic. The film is especially recognized for the Oscar-winning performance of Robert De Niro, which showcased his extraordinary talent and dedication to the role. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest-ahead high swell on Wednesday morning, with glassy conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Thursday, anticipate waist-to-stomach high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and turning semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect overhead high swell in the morning, with choppy conditions due to onshore winds, dropping slightly in the afternoon. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 4 to 6 feet until 10. After that, it's fair to choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide, when the east swell is 3.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot at 6:30 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 51 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:18. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with temperatures climbing to around 72 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 52 and a gentle northwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 69 and light northwest winds. Rain showers are possible Thursday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 54. Friday brings a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 62. Friday night continues the chance of rain, with mostly cloudy conditions and a low. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego International Airport officials announced the arrival of KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, marking it as the airport's 7th international airline. Starting May 8, 2025, KLM will offer nonstop flights to Amsterdam with 3 flights per week. Kimberly Becker, CEO of the San Diego County Regional Airport Authority, noted that European travel has surged over 30% compared to last year. The new route enhances Southern California's connections to Europe while providing access to the SkyTeam Alliance. KLM also serves cities like Atlanta, Chicago, and New York City, among other international destinations. Now on to sports. In a dramatic turn of events, the Chicago Bears have fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, replacing him with Thomas Brown. This decision comes on the heels of disappointing performances from rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, who ranks poorly in key statistics. Coach Matt Eberflus faced tough questions during a media appearance, but no substantial answers were provided. As the Bears prepare to face the Green Bay Packers, Brown must navigate a challenging schedule to improve the offense. With Eberflus' job on the line, the upcoming games could determine the future of both the team and its players. In local sports, last night, the Lakers, with a 6-4 record, hosted the Memphis Grizzlies at Crypto.com Arena. Anthony Davis led the Lakers with 24.8 points, while Jaren Jackson Jr. powered the Grizzlies with 21.8. Now the Lakers look to maintain momentum and capitalize on their home advantage. Meanwhile, the Kings, with a record of 9-5-3, are set to face the Avalanche in Denver. This matchup promises to be exciting, as both teams are eager to improve their standings. With the Kings aiming to leverage their strong start to the season, tonight's game is crucial for both teams. In top news, in a significant shift, some of New York City's multi-generational real estate families are breaking the long-held rule of never sell. The office market downturn has forced them to make difficult decisions, such as William Rudin, who recently sold a 30-story office tower his family developed in the 1960s. With office vacancies at near-record levels and demand affected by remote work, many families are opting to sell properties that were once reliable cash cows. Even after substantial renovations, some, like the Rudins, are concluding it is time to move on from their family heirlooms, reflecting on both memories and challenges. In business news, Amazon is officially shutting down Freevee, its free ad-supported video streaming service, which was originally launched under the IMDb brand nearly 5 years ago. The service will be phased out over the coming weeks, with its content moving under the Prime Video brand. An Amazon representative stated, "To deliver a simpler viewing experience, we have decided to phase out Freevee branding. Free content will still be accessible for non-Prime members, labeled as Watch for Free. Original series like Jury Duty and Bosch Legacy will transition to Prime Video, ensuring a broad library remains available." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $87,200. Ethereum is just under $3,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is nearing 85 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. For the first time ever, scientists have witnessed the birth of a heavy atom during a rare kilonova explosion caused by a neutron star merger. This extraordinary event briefly mirrored conditions following the Big Bang, allowing researchers to confirm the origins of the heavy elements, strontium and thorium. The explosion also produced the smallest black hole ever observed. Lead study author Albert Sneppen emphasized the importance of collaboration among multiple telescopes to capture this significant moment. As co-author Rasmus Dambard noted, the observation reveals the unification of atomic nuclei and electrons, showcasing the universe's readiness to share its secrets. And in entertainment news, Odin's Eye Entertainment has secured the international sales rights for Stealing Pulp Fiction, an audacious heist comedy directed by Danny Turkewitz. The film will be introduced to overseas buyers at the American Film Market in Las Vegas this week, following its world premiere at the Newport Beach Film Festival on October 19th. Set for a U.S. theatrical release in early 2025, the movie stars Karen Soni, Jason Alexander, Cassie David, and John Rudnitsky. Producers express confidence that this film will become a cult classic filled with wonderful laugh out loud moments, as stated by Michael Fovell, CEO of Odin's Eye Entertainment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French novelist Marcel Proust. And he said, "Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.